What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
As we get the 4 o'clock hour started, we got to spend some time with a friend of the show. And, you know, I could go on and on about Chuck. This is his theme music, by the way, as he comes on the show. He's currently the pass rush coach for the Baltimore Ravens. Just to put this in perspective, guys, 114 sacks in the last 2 years for the Ravens. They were number one in 2023. They had 60. Number two in 2024, they had 54. Those numbers all increased when Chuck got there. And two double-digit sackers last year, Kyle Van Noy, Mehdi Bouke, they're both Pro Bowlers. And eight Ravens have had career years under Chuck Smith. Chuck, man, it's always good to talk with you. I know camp's getting ready to kick off. It's good to get you on the show before the season rolls around because we know how busy you'll be, and we normally don't get a chance to talk to you until things are done. So, first and foremost, man, how's the offseason been, bro?
Everything's going real good. You know what? I love, real quick, Carl, I love when y'all come in with them Bee Gees. Man, this new generation, hey, Mike, this new generation will understand you want some music you can just vibe to. Man, the Bee Gees. So I know a lot of people, I say, man, why do you like the Bee Gees? Man, my sister and them from the 70s, you know, early 80s, you know, so I just love me some Bee Gees. I appreciate the one time y'all get to play the Bee Gees a year when I talk to y'all.
Right. That's true. We're not playing more than a woman. It is Chuck Smith with us, man. Hey, now, for guys that are listening, since, you know, Chuck used to give us amazing intel pre-draft because he worked with all these players. Now, unfortunately, he's paid by an NFL team, so we can't talk about NFL players once they become NFL players. But you were a Tennessee Vol. You did coach at Tennessee.
Yeah.
What did you think of James Pierce Jr.'s college career?
Oh, I got a chance to watch James. I thought he was fantastic. Also, you know, when you watch him, he's quick, he's long, he's productive. And, you know, at Tennessee, you know, he was fantastic. I think he's going to be a good player.
Yeah, I mean, like, Chuck, how long – and I know everybody's different. We had these conversations over the years – but when a rookie pass rusher comes in, and look, there are high expectations about the Falcons. You know that with the young pass rushers we picked in Jalen and certainly James. But how long does it take, man? Guys don't come in and get 10 or 15 sacks, right? There's a process to this. But how do you know? Like, when will we know, like, we got the right dudes?
Well, not speaking specifically about those guys.
Sure.
But in general, the rookies, when they come in, you know, one of the hardest positions in football is the pass rusher. There's no position more scrutinized than NFL. There's only one position more scrutinized than the pass rusher, and that's the quarterback.
Right.
Because you can't find them. They're game changers. They're finishers. And so the development part of it, it just takes time. Sometimes guys come right off the box, you know, like the guy in Dallas, and then you got some guys who take some years, you know, to get there, like Owe Dafe here in Baltimore. but, you know, you see it in them, and then you got to coach it out of them, you know, and get it out of them. And so, man, the pressure on pass rushers coming in, you know, it's tough, and it's much deserved, and that's why pass rushers generate so much revenue right now.
It is Big Chuck Smith, member of the Bomb Squad, that went to Super Bowl 32 for your Atlanta Falcons here on the WadeForIt.com hotline. Chuck, the guy...
that's 33, bro, 33,
yeah,
Mike. Well, I'm 55 years old, man. So don't make me no older, right? Come on.
That was one. This one's for Jay. You were there. Anyway, it was the Broncos beating the Falcons. And so it was a bad Saturday night. Yeah. Sunday wasn't much better. All right, Chuck. The guy that you guys got is a guy that we spent a lot of time talking about pre-draft. I really loved his game. Really put his sort of name out there when he beat up an offensive lineman down at the Senior Bowl, and that was Mike Green. What do you see from Mike Green? What do you think he's going to be?
He's like that. I'm happy we have him. You know, Mike came in, you know, put his head down, put the work in, and he's everything that people say he is. And I'm excited to, you know, see what kind of season he has. But he's the truth, man, and people are going to see that.
Chuck, the Ravens also drafted in the first round, as we talked to Chuck Smith here on Dukes and Bell, Malachi Starks. Right. And I want to just talk about from the dog's perspective. What is it about what Kirby does that has these guys ready to come to the NFL? You guys drafted dogs. Obviously, we've seen Philly and other teams around the league. And these guys come in. There's no waiting time, right? They jump in and they know how to play. What's the deal there? Well, he prepares them better than anybody else right now?
Yeah, and shout out to Kirby, all the guys down there. And I'm going to just tell you what they do. They develop those guys. There's a development phase at Georgia. And know what it comes with? Tough coaching. They get coached up. They practice physical. I went down there a couple of years ago, and I went down there to see Trey Scott, right, the D-line coach.
Yeah.
So, oh, you know, and I know Kirby. We used to have the same agent, Jimmy Sexton. So I've known Kirby for a long time, and even when he was a player. So I go down there, you know, going to check him out, see some of the old players that I know, and spend time with Trey. So Kirby's on the field, right? He's got a microphone with speakers around him like he's Steve Jobs at Daytona Beach yelling at the crowd. Listen, the way Kirby Smart coaches everybody, I watched it. It was just amazing. He had the headsets on. He's coaching. Look, Kirby got about six eyes. Let me just tell you this. Kirby's at the end zone on the left. He sees something down on the right. He's coaching them up. He's running down there. He's coaching. He's into it. And that's just how they do it. And when you watch teams, how Georgia breaks them a lot of times, it comes from being coached up. And that's one thing I respect about Georgia. If you go to Georgia, you're going to be coached up, because the facts remain, all the guys there are, what, three, four, five, a lot of five right. stars.
Yes.
And if you're going to be a great player and you want to be a great player, you want to get coached hard. You want to go to a place like that, because look at the benefits. Look what they've reaped. All the players that go there listen to Kirby. They stay there with Kirby. And so I have a lot of respect for him. And I'm going to tell you, when Kirby's on that microphone, listen, man, watch out, because he is coaching his butt off.
And, Chuck, we were just yesterday down at the College Football Hall of Fame for SEC Media Days, and the stuff that these guys were wearing, I mean, they're banking it right now. Because, as well they should, for many years they should have been paid. But how do you find what Kirby's talking about? The guys, to your point, that want to be coached up or just going to go for the cash?
The first thing is, to me, what you look for is, do they like ball? Simple. Do they like ball? And what that means, do they like to study? What are their habits? Are they in bed at night? Or are they out in the streets? You know what I'm saying? Do they take coaching? How do they manage, you know, when things don't go their way? So if you're one of the best players and you want to go to a place where you're going to be with other guys and you want to compete for a position, that's why they're able to get those guys. And that's how they look at them. And it ain't for everybody now. Hey, it's not for everybody, you know. So if you want, you know, and if you want all that, that's how they get them. Because they're like, this is what we do. We're not changing. And we've had success here. And if you're a player and you like ball, you will like it. And Kirby and them fine guys, like they coaches speak, they like ball. They like the grind. And that's, to me, why, you know, Kirby and them, it's honestly pretty easy, because there's guys out there that like ball and they're having a lot of success getting them.
No doubt. Chuck Smith, by the way, was number one upon his retirement, guys, all time in sacks for the Falcons. Number one in sacks in a single game. He had five. Number one in fumble recoveries, 12. Number one in forced fumbles, 20. Man, you're a pretty good damn player. Three-time double-digit sacker for the Falcons. Mm-hmm. And I say that because I said as we went to break, I got a little bone to pick, man. And I don't know, you know, look, I'm not asking for you to answer this. I'm just saying this for Falcon Nation and certainly Arthur Blank and company. I think you're one of the greatest players in Falcon history. I mean, you can go back to stripping the ball against Randall Cunningham in the NFC Championship game. Mike, we talk about the bomb squad all the time. I think you should be in the Ring of Honor, man. I mean, you're all pro back in, you know, 97, your time here, three-time NFC Defensive Player of the Year. I mean, like, I don't understand why you're not there, but I know you have a good relationship now with the Falcons years later and fast-forwarding. I bring all that up to just say the numbers are there, Chuck. The awards and the accolades are there.
Man, I am so appreciative of having the opportunity to play for the Falcons. My big dream was for the Falcons. And we start saying, we want to be relevant below Jimmy Carter. We're mm-hmm. Sewanee. We want to, right. You know, because at the time we weren't looked at. You know, the town wasn't excited about the team in 92 and me, Bob Whitfield, and a couple of us arrived. But, you know, I am so appreciative being from Athens. I was a Falcons fan. From day one, I've supported them in the 70s. I used to go to Fulton County Stadium. I loved Fulton Kuykendall. I loved, I remember Mick Luckhurst, Steve Bartkowski, you know, all those guys growing up. And I think it was such an honor. And when I went there, it wasn't really about getting credit and things like that, but it was really about establishing something, you know, that we could say, you know, what we're proud of and have an opportunity to make it to the Super Bowl. That was just, you know, fantastic. But I really had a great time playing for the Falcons, you know, when, as a player, the fans. But, you know, I'll just tell you this. When I was on the field, I don't take a backseat to nobody. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just a new generation who don't really understand and study it. But, I'm, you know, Carl, at this point, I appreciate that what you said. And I'm just, like I said, I pull for those guys, you know, when we're not playing them, you know, which we don't play them. But, right. You know, again, you know, that's the guys I do pull for when we're not playing them. And I appreciate it, man. I appreciate Taylor Smith. I appreciate the organization, the fans. And, you know, if they ever feel I'm worthy one day, that'd be cool. But if not, I think all the guys that are in there are much deserved in that Ring of Honor.
Right. I'd love to see the bomb squad get some kind of special recognition. That whole team we always talked about, you know, the 98-99. Lester the Professor, Travis Hall, all those dudes, man. Shane Drenette. It was such a fun time. And I know, again, we can't talk about specific players on this team as Chuck Smith joins us. But that team, Chuck, size-wise, those were such big physical. I know there's a little more body lean now and a little different style. But it just seems like you've got to have the size. And we drafted some size, but just talk about it as a philosophy, as an edge rush coach, how important it is to have that kind of size element and speed.
Well, it's always important, you know, if you can get size and speed, you know, in that team, we had guys that had size and speed and, you know, they were, you know, really, you know, guys who stuck together in the locker room. You know, we had a good room. We had a great coach in Bill Kolar. But I tell you, one thing that we did back then to have success, we kind of studied some early on. The Falcons would bring in Pierce Holt, a great Niner at the time, Jumpy Gathers. They brought in Chris Dolman. So at that time, we really understood the importance of moves. So Coach Kolar was humble enough, and Dolman, those guys taught us moves, and we took that. And when they left, we all kind of added some of those things in and realized the importance of having skilled moves. And, you know, that group, the Bomb Squad, they're a special group. I think we're still number one in all-time sacks as a group. And I know we had the most in one game. So I just want to give them guys a shout out. Cause I know Lester lives around there and the guys. So that group, you know, they still have some cool things that we accomplished as a front four.
Chuck Smith, man. And I do remember us being at Chris Dolman's funeral, rest in peace. And all the pass rushers that showed up when Chris passed away a few years ago, he was a good friend of ours. And, all those guys there and you guys sitting there talking about all the great years and the pass rush game itself. You've changed that. And you know, it's crazy because I say this to you all the time. Like 10 years ago, if you would have said, hey, I'm a pass rush coach for X team, people would have looked at you like you're crazy. Now all these NFL teams are employing it, Chuck. right? And they're looking for guys like you and coaches who are specifically teaching it because it's become such a big deal. That is a huge impact, too, on the NFL as we get ready for the upcoming season. We're talking with Ravens assistant coach Chuck Smith here on Dukes and Bill. That's a big part of what's also changing the NFL, isn't it?
It's so big. And now with social media, it's taken a life of its own, the training field, and also the opportunity for these to be careers. And when I started the pass rush craft and the training and the company of pass rush, now remember, there was no iPhone. There was no social media. You know, it was somewhat of a movement, you know, and I just was the only guy. And at one point, you know, people weren't really at the NFL coaches didn't want, you know, a trainer training their players. And there was, you know, again, it just hadn't been done before. And now when I look on social media, I look at the camps, you know, I look at the SAC Summit, you know, out in Vegas. I look at the masterminds, O-line world. I look at the tight end, you know, when those guys do the tight end, you know, deal, and it's skill training and all the thousands of people now that are trainers. It's just so awesome. But to me, what it really does, when you look at it in the big picture, it added value to a player's training. So now you don't go a whole offseason when you're not with a team being able to train. Now you got guys that are skilled up, that a lot of them have played in the National Football League. You got guys that really support it. You got like Baldy, who does breakdowns. You got Marcus Spears on TV talking pass rush, guys are doing segments. I just think it's just, I'm so proud that I've been a part of it and watching where it grows and watching these NFL teams hire pass rush coaches and everybody commute. It's like a community. So it's so cool, Carl, Mike, to watch, you know, the evolution and the continued growth of, you know, pass rush coaches and skill trainers alike, you know, at all positions.
We wish you the best, man. I know you're not going to be able to join us throughout the season. It's all business. As you said, we don't play. Falcons don't play, Chuck, and the Ravens, but we'll wish you nothing but the
best. Oh, we're going to play them, Carl.
In the Super Bowl?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Yes!
Chuck Smith, man, continue success, man. Bro. We love you. You know the deal. And we will talk to you when the season's done. It's going to be crazy. Ravens, I will say this, and this is me saying it, not Chuck. They're going to be good again, guys. They're going to be good again. So, right. Hey, Chuck, take care, brother. Thank you again.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Mike, Carl. You know I love y'all boys, man.
No doubt.
It's Big Chuck Smith, Joe.
I do it once. You know he loves that.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.